Welcome to Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, here with your host, psychologist and author Dr. James Dobson. And Doctor, our listeners are in for a real treat today.
Well, Roger, that's an understatement. I've met our guest before, and his story is absolutely incredible. David Ring is his name, and I can't wait to hear him talk again. Let me introduce this man for those who don't know about his journey. He has gone through some very difficult circumstances, and yet when he shares about it, he does so without any self-pity or anger. Now, we really need to let our listeners know that David Ring's speech has been affected pretty dramatically by his lifelong disability, and he may be a little difficult for people to understand on the radio, at least in the beginning. But it doesn't take long to catch up with him and begin to understand what he's saying. And then from that point on, you'll be carried by this story.
Well, they certainly will. Dr. David Ring speaks almost 200 times per year, which is incredible when you consider the challenges that he has to deal with. He's already booked solid through all of next year, too. He has a powerful and compelling story, to be sure. And we're going to hear it right now on today's edition of Family Talk.
When man's dad told me I have 35 minutes, I told them I can't even say my name in 35 minutes. But I promise to keep it within 35 minutes. I've been begging Dr. Dobson to let me come speak. He said, no, I don't feel led. I just said, please, let me come speak. He said, no, I don't feel led. I finally said, Dr. Dobson, if I make a deal with you, if you let me come, I will pay my own way. He said, now I feel led. I don't think he did that. But I'm so happy that Brett and Kristen come from Ireland, because I'm not the only one that talk funny. I'd like to be with you more often. When I get up to speak, people get uptight because they say, I can't understand the dude. Hang in there, man. Like a wart, I got to grow on you. And by the time I get finished, I'm going to grow all over you. You'd say, well, I can't catch everything you are saying. Don't worry about that. I don't even catch everything I'm saying. That's why we have DVDs. Duh. But Dr. Dobson, I cannot begin to thank you enough. I literally cannot go anywhere and open my mouth and say, somebody come up to me and say, I owe you with Dr. Dobson. And it got so bad when my family and I go on vacation. They look at me before we go inside to eat. They said, Dad, don't open your mouth. Don't say a word. We want to eat one meal without anybody coming up to the table. And whatever you want, point. But I don't have name recognition. I have voice recognition. And today, I want to spend this time, Thanksgiving, my favorite time of the old year. The words come to me that I would live out every day in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And today I want to speak to you a little bit on how do you overcome? How do you overcome? You can tell when I walk on stage, I have something to overcome. And when I open my mouth, you'd say, "Hey, got something to overcome." Nevertheless, I believe with all my heart, every one of you today, every one of you today have something to overcome. Oh, don't be afraid, because you've done a good job, because you stuff it down deep. And nobody know about it, but you and God know about it. 35 years ago, when I started my ministry, I made a statement in public behind a pulpit that stuck with me for 35 years. And I am known all over this country by the statement, "I have cerebral palsy." What's your problem? I have cerebral palsy. What's your problem? However, 2 months ago, I came up with a different statement. I love even better. I have cerebral palsy. But cerebral palsy don't have me. It's my prayer today that every one of you will leave the chapel saying, "I have blank," but blank don't have me. What is cerebral palsy? When I was born dead for 18 minutes. The oxygen could not get to my brain. And when I came out of the womb, I was a stillborn baby. I was dead, and they did not know what to do with me. Therefore, they literally put me on the table against the wall and left me alone because they wanted to save my mama. And I lay on that table 18 minutes and I don't know why, I don't know who, but somebody came over and touched my body 18 minutes later. Fathom that, 18 minutes, and I'm alive today because somebody touched me. However, do you understand it's a living miracle that I'm standing before you today? I'm supposed to be a complete vegetable. But all I have to say, it's not over until God say it's over. The devil meant for evil, but God meant for good. When I was 11 years old, a little boy, my daddy got sick 2 weeks later. My daddy died with cancer of the liver. Well, I'm the baby of the family. I'm the baby of 8, and when I came along, they spoiled me what now? I'm nothing but a spoiled water brat. And I love every minute of it. My mama spoiled me water. My mama gave me everything I wanted, and sometimes she even gave me things I don't want. You know what I mean? But I love my mama. I'm not only the baby of the family, but I'm a number one mama baby boy. You can tell by looking at me, I'm a mama boy, because I got the mama baby face. And if you make fun of me, I'm going to punch your lights out. But I love my mama every morning. My mama and I get up before our arms around each other. We tell each other we love each other. And I'm not ashamed to tell you, I will be a number one mama baby boy until the day I die. Why? Because I love my mama. One day in my life, though, at the young age of 14, my mama got sick. She went in the hospital, had an operation on the neck the day before Monday, day 1968. A simple operation, no big deal. July, though, 2 months later, the doctor came to my family and said, your mama will never come home again. She had cancer. She had 6 months at the very, very moment to live. I don't know. They're not talking about my mama. My mom would never abandon me like that. My mama is the only one that loved me just the way I am. My mama can die on me. Can she? I done the only thing I know what to do. I get down on my knee every day, every night, and I say, God, please, don't take my mama, God, please, don't take my mama, God, please, don't take my mama, God, my mama, the only thing I have, God, don't take my mama, please. But October 16th, 1968, I saw my mama take a last breath. And I saw my mama go from 185 pounds to 57 pounds. And when they died, my dad was born in 1903. My mama was born in 1912. And when they died, I died. I didn't want to live. I wanted to die. If I couldn't live with my mama, I did not want to live at all. Everywhere I went, somebody would pull their finger and say, look, that boy walk funny. Look, that boy talk funny. Look, that boy can do nothing. Why, it's no fun to be made fun of. I couldn't go on to my mama, and I couldn't say, mama, somebody made fun of me today. She couldn't put her arm around me and make all better people look at me. I would literally lay in bed every day, every night with tears rolling down my back, begging to die. Why? Because I was lonely. Why? Because I was longing to be in my arms one more time. I thought if I could only be in my mama's arms one more time, mama would make it all better, but those days never came. It's no fun to be called every name other than my own. Can you imagine today for a moment, every time you open your mouth, people look at you and people giggle and people call you every name other than your own? Somebody once said, stick and stone may break my bone, but words will never hurt me. That's the biggest lie I know. Amen. You remember that song we used to sing growing up? Whoa, 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 your boat gently down the stream. Do you remember that song? Finish it for me. Merrily, merrily. Whoa, 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 your boat. Love is but a whoever wrote that is a idiot. Love is more than a dream. Love is a nightmare to many of us. And I told my family, give up on me. And they did. Everybody gave up on me. But one sister, she wanted me to go to school. I said, look, give up on me. I'm hopeless. I'm worthless. Give up on me. She said, no, I'm not going to give up on you. I don't know what I'm going to do with you yet, but I'm sure not going to give up on you. Thank God for a stubborn sister. Amen. She wanted me to go to church. I didn't want to go to church. I've been brought up in the church. My dad is the preacher. I'm the preacher kid. I went to church all my life. I went to church 9 months before I was ever born. Duh. But I didn't want to go to church. But God don't love me. God don't even like me. God forsaken me. If God loved me, why? People look at me. You don't have my story today, thank God. I don't have your story, but we all have a story, don't we? We all been there. And one night, I went to church just to get my sister on my back. Yeah, I went and I sat down, the preacher got up to preach, and I said, man, I wish you would shut up. You've been there too, huh? But that night the preacher shut up. But look at me, something happened to me that changed my life forever. Even though I've been brought up in a good Bible believing church, I mean King James only. Even though I've been brought up in that kind of church, I found out for the first time that God does love David, and God does have a wonderful plan for David's life. For the first time in my life, I found out that I'm not okay, but that's okay. God loved me anyway. And people, when you ever find out you're not okay, but that's okay. God loves you anyway. It will change your life. But the problem is, you think you are okay, but I got news for you. I'm looking at you. You're not okay. But that's okay. God loves you anyway. Amen. Look at somebody right now and say, I'm not okay. Say it louder. But that's okay. But that's okay. God loves me anyway. Whether you do or not. Duh. And that night I got up on my seat, came down to a old-fashioned altar, got down on my bumming knee, and I said a simple prayer like the Lord, I don't have anything to give you but a broken life. My heart is broken into a million pieces. But if you were up there, if you love me, come into my life. I'm a nobody, but tonight I want to be a somebody. And hallelujah, people, April 17, 1970, at 8:45 p.m. Central Standard Time, I became a somebody because Jesus came into my life. I became more than conqueror. I became an overcomer. God began a good work in me. God took away my old thing, gave me new thing. God took away my loneliness, gave me happiness. I'm not lonely anymore. I'm happy. You know why? Because I've been to the doctor. Dr. Jesus. Pretty good doctor to go to, amen? Number one, you don't have to wait in a lobby for 2 hours. God took away my soul and gave me joy unspeakable and full of glory. Look at me, look at me. I'd still walk with a limp. I'd still talk funny, but all the joy that floods my soul because Jesus touched me and made me whole. Cerebral palsy, but thank God cerebral palsy don't help me.
I'm Roger Marsh, and you have been listening to the David Ring story on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. There is so much more to this story, and Dr. I am so glad that we're going to be able to share this with our listeners again tomorrow.
Roger, what moves me about David Ring's story is his lack of bitterness in response to the pain that he's experienced. Instead of blaming God for his disability and saying, why me, and being consumed with his own anger, he's still trying to win people to Christ. And he is a servant of the Savior whom he refers to. And I appreciate this man.
I know you do, Dr. Dobson. And David Ring is an inspiration to all of us for how to deal with the obstacles of life with grace and with determination. He encourages each of us to trust God's plan, no matter how bad things might seem for us. This is definitely one of those Family Talk programs that I know our listeners will want to hear again and again, and then also share with people that they know who might be going through some tough times. I can think of a guy in my church right now who really needs to hear this program. If that is your story too, please contact us to find out how you can get a copy of this program. You can reach us by phone at 877-732-6825. That's 877-732-6825. 6825, or online, go to drjamesdobson.org. Follow the link on our broadcast page to find out more about David Ring's ministry. You know, he speaks several times a month all over the country. You'll want to find out if he's speaking anywhere near you because you will definitely benefit and be inspired by hearing David Ring speak in person. You know, we're able to bring such great resources to you here on the broadcast because of the generous support of our listeners. Together, we work to strengthen families and to encourage one another to grow in faith, too. If you could, right now, would you please help us to continue in this mission? We appreciate every gift and every prayer. And you can donate online easily at drjamesdobson.org or call us at 877-732-6825. And please know how much we appreciate your prayers and your financial support. And be sure to come back again tomorrow to hear part two of the David Ring story.
God not only changed my life, God changed my attitude. I went back to school the next day with a brand new outlook on life. And the school was so dumbfounded by the way I looked. They were going to each other all day long and say, What happened to him? They had to call together an old school assembly and wanted me to stand on stage and wanted me to tell them what happened to me. Therefore, I got on stage. That day, I'd say, to the body, I went to an old-fashioned revival last night. I gave my life to God. I don't understand that, but I know one day, I don't want to die anymore. I want to live. Why? Because I got something worth living for. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
That's next time on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Clinton for the James Dobson Family Institute. Are you leaving a lasting and godly legacy? When you think about your family after you're gone, are you worried about them? Or are you confident they'll hold on to what you've taught them? At the Dobson Family Institute, we're committed to helping you understand the importance of passing on your faith, not only to your children, but to your children's children too. Check out drjamesdobson.org today for helpful hints, tips, and advice to help make this happen. Remember this, your legacy matters. Don't waste it.